Here's the translation. When Lord Nrsimhadev saw the small boy Prahlad Maharaj prostrated at the soles of his lotus feet, he became most ecstatic in affection towards his devotee. Raising Prahlad, the Lord placed his lotus hand upon the boy's head, because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness in all of his devotees. Purport. The necessities of the material world are four: ahara, nidra, bhaya, and maituna, eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. In this material world, everyone is in fearful consciousness. Sada samudvigna dhyam. And the only means to make everyone fearless is Krishna consciousness. When Lord Narasimhadev appeared, all the devotees became fearless. The devotees' hope of becoming fearless is to chant the holy name of Lord Nrsimhadev. I read this many years ago, and now whenever I start a journey in our Sharanagati fast car, then we always chant in the beginning the Nrsimhadev prayers against the natural fear of a person to maybe drive fastly into the kingdom of Yamaraj. So here's a sentence which inspired this. The devotee's hope of becoming fearless is to chant the holy name of Lord Nrsimhadev. Yato yato yami tato Nrsimha. Yes. Wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrsimhadev. Thus there will be no fear for the devotee of the Lord. Damayanti, this is something for you. Wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrsimhadev. Thus there will be no fear for the devotee of the Lord. How wonderful. Huh? What do you think? This verse appears in the Bhagavatam towards the end of Lord Nrsimhadev's Leela, where he manifested himself. Not his Leela is unlimited, but towards the end of his Leela of appearing before Prahlad Maharaj, he actually was very angry because this Hiranyakashipu had really arisen a lot of anger in him. He was really very, very angry, and my great devotee has been attacked. No one could actually pacify his anger. Not even his own wife Lakshmi. She could not approach him. But here we find when the small boy Prahlad Maharaj, he threw himself down before the soles of Lord Nrsimhadev's lotus feet. Then Lord Nrsimhadev became most ecstatic in affection towards his devotee. Raising Prahlad, he helped him up. The Lord placed his lotus hand upon the boy's head, because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness in all of his devotees. if you look at our Lord Nrsimhadev, he has one hand in the Abhaya Mudra, that is the gesture which instills fearlessness. When you are a little afraid in your life, you should pray to this hand of Lord Nrsimhadev. Please put your hand on my head and give fearlessness to me in the struggle of my material existence. Prabhupada very nicely says that there is one very natural condition in this life. Just like it is natural that you have hunger, and it's natural that you will feel tired and wish to sleep, and just as it is natural that you think of sex life, it's natural in this world to have bhaya or fear. It is, every one of us wants to eat and sleep. It is natural. And most of us are interested in at one time or another in sexual life. You know, that is a desire which comes up in the heart. It's natural to also be afraid. It just comes. It's a natural thing. And therefore, what are you going to do against your fear? We all know what we can do against hunger. We know what we can do against feeling tired. And the other subject, material desires, everyone knows also what to do with that. But who knows what to do with his fear? That's a good question, isn't it? Some say, well, I get drunk when I'm afraid. That helps me over it. But that's not such a good solution, really, and not a natural solution. It sometimes people become more afraid when they are in a drunken state of mind. They become crazy even after some time from fear. What do you do against fear? The answer is here. You go to Lord Nrsimhadev and pray. Yato, what was it? Bahir Nrsimha, Hridaye Nrsimha. The Lord is outside and also inside my heart. Nrsimham Adim Sharanam Prapadye. I will take shelter at Lord Nrsimhadev. Yato yato yami tato Nrsimha. Wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrsimhadev. That is the protection against fear. So to get us a little bit now into the mood of Brahmotsava, the day where our Lord Nrsimhadev came to us here in Germany, we actually would like to tell to you, as good as we can, the wonderful story of Lord Nrsimhadev. Please empower your speaker today that I can tell this story nicely in glorification of the Lord and praise the Lord today and inspire all of you with happy Krishna consciousness in your hearts. Please let us first all together chant the prayers to Srila Prabhupada. For those devotees who want to attain pure love of Radha and Krishna in their hearts, it is highly important to worship Lord Nrsimhadev, because Lord Nrsimhadev actually destroys the enemies or obstacles in our lives. What are your six enemies? Do you know them? sometimes devotees come to me and say, Maharaj, I'm suffering. Oh, please help me. Today I want to ask the question, why are you suffering? What are your enemies in life? Adya knows one. Did I interpret your sign? Did you raise your hand? Karma. Karma. Yes. Lust. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anger. What other? Illusion. Jealousy. Yes. What? Greed. Yes. Pratishta. Madness. Yeah. That's really the sum total. From a spiritual point of view, yes, the conditioned soul is overcome by an irrational desire to move away from God, and this has been called this desire a mad desire. Yes, I think we have them all. Huh? Sounds a powerful army of enemies is here, and sometimes devotees don't understand that these Hare Krishna. That these are really their main enemies. They think the temple commander is my main enemy, maybe a person. They personify these enemies. But really, these are the main enemies. And in the Mahabharata is a very interesting little episode where Yudhishthira identifies his main enemies to be these six: karma, krodha, lobha, and so on and so forth. It's on the lake of death when Yudhishthira has been questioned by this mystical being, the Yaksha, and he has answered all the questions to the Yaksha's full satisfaction. At that time, the Yaksha blesses Maharaj Yudhishthira, and one of the blessings is to revive his dead brothers, but the other blessing is, he says, I am prepared to kill all your enemies. Now the Yaksha, before saying this, Yaksha is a mystical being, has identified himself to be the god of death, Yamaraj. If Yamaraj says, Madhavananda, I'm prepared to kill all your enemies, what list will you give him? Yudhishthira, we are tempted to think, we'll give him a list where he says, Duryodhana is my main Gegenspieler, adversary, my main enemy, and Shakuni has also acted as my enemy by cheating me in a game of dice out of my kingdom, and so many other things. Yudhishthira is requested really to now, in German we say, die Karten auf den Tisch legen, to now really explain the truth of who are his enemies. And the god of death, Yamaraj, is prepared to kill them. He just, he will have no problem. He can kill everyone on this planet Earth by just taking the prana, the life force, out of their bodies. This is very simple for him. So Yudhishthira is requested in a very, very deep political conflict to produce a list of his enemies and give them to Yamaraj. And do you know what list Yudhishthira presents? He presents the same list which you have just now presented half asleep. He actually says, my main enemy is my material desires. He is really making my life impossible. My second worst enemy is when these is my anger, my deep sense of frustration if I don't get what I want. This is a terrible enemy which ruins my life. Then I have greed in my heart and jealousy. I'm envious on others. And what else I find? Illusion and finally madness. These are my main enemies. Please, Yamaraj, God of death, take these enemies away from me. They have created a hellish condition out of my life. So Lord Nrisimhadev, for the devotees, is a praetor to remove these enemies out of the heart. And we have yesterday already prayed this prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimha Namo Tejase Avir Avyabhava Vrajanaka Vrajadangstra Kamashayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Svaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyishta. Now repeat. Om Shrom. Om Shrom. Shrom is the bija mantra of Lord Nrisimhadev. That means the seed mantra in which Lord Nrisimhadev is present and from which Lord Nrisimhadev can manifest himself. Sometimes you can call upon the Lord by just saying Om Shrom and say it really loud. Then the Lord can manifest himself. So, yes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked to hear two pastimes from the Bhagavatam the most. One of these was the Nrisimhadev Leela, where he went to Gadadhar Pandit and he requested him to recite this Leela from the pages of the Bhagavatam. And after they had completed this Leela, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great ecstasy requested, say it again, Gadadhar, please tell me this life-giving Leela of the Lord again. In Chaitanya Leela, Lord Chaitanya had a great relationship to Lord Nrisimhadev. Do you know, when his dear devotee Haridas Thakur was cruelly attacked by the Mohammedan guards and whipped brutally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and covered Haridas with his own effulgence and took upon himself the beatings of these rascal demons. Now, at the time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his Mahaprakash, that is his great form in which he manifested all the forms of the Lord, he requested Haridas to come forward. And then and there he told him, Haridas, my dear Haridas, you were suffering so much, and do you know why? Because you are actually Prahlad Maharaj, who suffered so much from the hands of Hiranyakashipu and the demons in older times. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had another devotee called Vasudev Datta, who told him once, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him a blessing, he said, my dear Lord, please load all the sufferings of all the conditioned souls upon my back. I'm prepared to suffer on their behalf. My desire is that instead of letting them suffer, you liberate them, because now, after you have given me their sinful reactions to suffer, now they are free. Please take them to me. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Vasudev Datta to pray for sinful reactions of others, he had tears of ecstasy in his eyes. And do you know what he said? You are Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj, and this is in the words of Lord Narayan, was of Lord Narsingadev, I'm sorry, himself. Prahlad Maharaj was sent to this world to show how a devotee, even in the midst of suffering, is not leaving his Lord, but stays with his Lord with great devotion. This is one of the many different wonderful lessons which we can learn in the Nrsimha Leela, that the dear and intimate relationship between the Lord and his devotee. And it was because of Prahlad Maharaj's sufferings that actually the Lord Nrsimhadev appeared. And how this is so will become clear as we enter now deeply into this most wonderful Leela, which even brought tears of ecstasies to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. It's a long, long Leela, and I have a short time. Now I have to see how I can enter the ocean. How would you like to have it? Would you like to have it brief, or should we go into the details and then just continue the Leela tomorrow? I think we want details, isn't it? We know the general idea already, and now we want to know all these details which will make our hair stand on end. Do I feel it properly? Yes, Mani Manjari is saying. The Lord had specially for his devotee appeared in this world. And Parikshit Maharaj heard this. And for one person, the Lord comes into this world. He said to Shukadev Goswami, Shukadev Goswami, it's very difficult for me to understand this. It seems that the Lord is extremely partial to his devotees, but because he is the father of all living entities, isn't it a sign of weakness to be so partial that to come for just one person who is come to for one devotee who is suffering? I mean, and not to others. There's so many people who are suffering, millions of people who are suffering, but it's not that the Lord appears to the Ethiopians who have no food. He appears to one devotee. Isn't he very partial? Also so parteilich, sagt man in Deutsch. And Shukadev Goswami thinks about this question. This is at the beginning of the Nrsimha Leela, before he enters it. And he says, see, it is the material modes of nature which take care that a soul is partial to another. In other words, that someone likes another person very much, and regarding others, he feels neutral or even sometimes, how do you say, he feels them as his enemies. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot have this partiality in him, because the Lord is not under the modes of material nature, like an ordinary conditioned soul. There is one law, however, which describes when the Lord appears and shows himself to a devotee. This is, I feel, extremely important for us as Vaishnavas to understand. The Lord reveals himself according to the way how his servant approaches him. If you approach the Lord in one way, he will respond to you and appear in this particular way and in this particular mood in which you approach him. If you approach the Lord in another way or mood, he appears in this way. This is the beauty of bhakti, that it is so specific. So, for instance, to the devotees of the Lord who approach him as shanta bhaktas, you know, where they meditate about him, the Lord will appear as Paramatma in the heart, because shanta bhakta is usually a yogi who contemplates the Lord, and he will appear in that form in which the Lord in which the devotee really wants him. There are very interesting relationships. There were two great souls who worshipped Sutapa and his wife. When was his wife? Prishni, I believe. Who worshipped the Lord with the desire that he becomes their son. And they became Vasudeva and Devaki. And the Lord appeared to them as their son by first appearing in the purified mind of Vasudev, and going from there into the heart of Devaki by a process which is similar to the process of initiation. So the Lord always will reveal himself to his devotees according to their desires, how they wish to have him. And that is why there are so many devotees and also so many forms of the Lord who appear. It is said that the Lord appears in all different types of forms, even for different species. You know, even the fishes have their Lord, Matsya Avatar. Tridashara, you look extremely sweet when you are falling asleep, almost like Gaurahari. The Lord doesn't appear or not appear because of partiality, but he appears out of mercy to give everyone the way, an answer or revelation according to their mood. Yudhishthira was asking about this subject matter, his question was answered. No, the Lord is not partial. The Lord appears to everyone according to the way someone, worships him. Even the demon Kamsa was constantly thinking of Krishna, with enviousness, and therefore Krishna appeared to him. But he appeared to him differently than he appeared to his devotees, the gopas and gopis of Vrindavan. He appeared to him as death personified. It is very interesting. When finally Krishna appeared before Kamsa, he looked at Kamsa like a prostitute will look upon her man for the night, you know. Just very purposefully. I have never been looked upon by a prostitute, so I really don't know how she will look at you. That is so in some hungry way, you know. Come on, let's do it. So this is how Krishna looked at Kamsa, and then he jumped on Kamsa's dais, where Kamsa sat. He pulled him down from the dais in the arena, and then Krishna lifted his fist. And you know, when Kamsa, now this is very detailed information, when Kamsa looked at the raised fist of Krishna, then he died already, because he was just so afraid that now I'm going to get it. Krishna didn't have to touch him. He just made like, ooh, and Kamsa was dead. It was just, he appeared, but this is not how he appears to his devotees who approach him with love and devotion. He appears like this to someone who approaches him like an envious snake. He appeared to the Yadus with great affection by joking with them. He appeared to the gopis who wanted to worship him with all their head, even with their own bodies. He appeared as the most handsome young personality who satisfied all their desires. And he appears also to ordinary devotees like us, who are absorbed in devotional service. According to your absorption, you will actually see Lord Krishna. There was a very interesting little episode in Heidelberg once, when the first devotees went to Heidelberg. They had distributed a Krishna book to a family. There was one boy who always heard the Krishna book before falling asleep, you know, the son of the family. And he had a picture of Krishna over his bed. He was a young boy, like we also have young boys here. At the moment they must be doing some service. Some very nice young boys we also have here. And one day this boy told his parents that when he fell asleep, Krishna came out of the picture over his bed and played with him. Now these parents were telling this to the devotees who were there in Heidelberg. And these devotees wrote to Prabhupada in a letter, if this can be, if Krishna can appear to a young devotee like this and play with him. And Prabhupada said, yes, why not? The Lord appears to his devotees according to the mood in which they worship him. Wonderful, isn't it? By their devotional service. And this devotee, this boy performed devotional service very steadily. He performed Shravanam and Kirtanam every evening. He read the Krishna book. This is the devotional service is not just to do something with the hands or with the legs. The main devotional service is to hear about Krishna and chant about him. The Lord can appear like this. So okay. Okay, now we have to really start. We can't. I could prepare the ground for a few days for this wonderful Leela, but now we will really listen to it. Hiranyakashipu had a twin brother whose name was Hiranyaksha. Both of them were very, very great demons, and they had tremendous powers, so that they could terrorize the whole universe. Now, Hiranyaksha was killed by one incarnation of Vishnu. What was the name? Varaha. And after he had been killed, Hiranyakashipu was totally finished, but not with frustration or sadness. He was so angry. For a long time he looked into the sky as if he was searching there for the one who killed his brother. And then with a voice which was so loud and which broke the clouds, he yelled up in the sky, "You up there who killed my brother, it was not fair. He was a good brother. This is what you are, an unfair torturer of human beings. But now you have enraged Hiranyakashipu, the brother of Hiranyaksha, and I will not rest until you are dead, Vishnu. I swear on the sacred death or where the saintly Hiranyaksha was mercilessly killed from behind by you, the most cruel and cowardly fighter. I will kill you. This was Hiranyakashipu. You have now a little introduction to what it means to be a demon. I hope you will be able to take breakfast after this. It is a very... the devotee's heart goes like, how can he say this? How can he say this? When I meet him, I will bite him in his behind, you know. This is too much to say this to our Lord. This was he. Then Hiranyakashipu swallowed, turned around and did his duty. He pacified the wives of Hiranyaksha, who were all crying about their husband who was laying there on the ground while his teeth were growing more and more and more, you know, these vampire teeth. He looked beautiful, but he looked also intense, you know. He was a proper demon. It said that the teeth and the nails and the hair continued to grow after you were slain, you know. Hiranyakashipu composed himself and said, "Don't please cry. You must know that the soul is eternal. I will tell you how the God of death once proved the eternality of the soul." He, after the king Suyagya had been killed on a battlefield, Yamaraj appeared as a little boy, and he told to the wives of Suyagya, "The soul is eternal. It lives on. Don't worry," in other words. And Hiranyakashipu told stories after stories and preached better than the best ISKCON preacher. He knew all the Vedas in and out, how the soul is eternal. And by giving this Atma Gyan, it's called knowledge of the soul, to the people who were worrying, he took away their grief. The wives became composed. If you want to help someone who is afraid of death or who is crying because another person has died, you must preach Atma Gyan. That means the knowledge of the eternal soul. That's the only way to destroy grief. And Hiranyakashipu knew this. Now, after this, after he had done his duty as a Schwäger, I think we say in German, what is he to the wife of his brothers in English? Brother-in-law. Okay, the brother-in-law. He turned to his business at hand. He prepared himself to kill Lord Vishnu, and he did something in preparation which is so wild and which is so well thought out that it will make you shudder when you hear this. But this will not be explained now. We will stop here and we will continue, I think, with our katha, little katha, this evening, Amara Prabhu. Remember, we will have a very nice ceremony this evening where we will all be by our first class Pujariji. He will do something with Yagya where we will all get very nice empowerment and a lot of blessings. And then during this Yagya, we will see when exactly that will have to see with Amara Prabhu. But during this Yagya, I will tell you how Hiranyakashipu prepared for his personal crusade, sein persönlicher Kreuzzug against Vishnu, and so on, and how finally he becomes so powerful that all the saints in the universe begin to pray to Lord Vishnu, please appear, please do something. We do not know if we will be able to live another day with this demon in the same universe. Hiranyakashipu became so powerful. We will hear all this, and when we hear this, yes, our lives will become extremely blissful and happy in Krishna consciousness. But here we will end. I will also not be able to take any questions, and there is a particular reason. You please take prasadam now as peacefully and as quick as possible, because we want to start at 10 o'clock sharp with the Abhishek. Is there someone who can organize the distributing of prasadam? Is that arranged? Where will we take prasadam, in other words? In the temple room or where? Nandi Mukhi has advised here. All right. So maybe some devotees can go to Nandi Mukhi. She seems to be knowing how to do this, and help her in arranging the service of prasadam now. Prasadam Seva, yes. Nandi Mukhi will organize. Put cushions there. Everyone, please, we have to act now like one body to be in time for the Abhishek. Shina Shingadeva ki, Shri Palad Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.